Diane Lowe joins us. And Diane, I think you and I both agreed that just this is better because you've got more time to ramble during your segment, Random Ramblings. So,
well, that may be good and maybe not so good, depending on who's listening.
Yeah. Well, I also want to remind everybody, too, because we some days, if I got behind or which happens too often, we didn't really have time for calls. But my phone line is always open. But if you have a question for Diane or something that you want to comment on a topic that we're talking about, you can always call us at 395-1450. And this is what you wanted to talk about this morning, those tornadoes that hit Nebraska, Pilger, Nebraska. And, you know, I look at these videos that you shared with me and that I've seen, and they're just mesmerizing in kind of a cool but mostly terrifying way because I've never experienced something this strong before, face-to-face.
Right. I haven't either. A friend of mine that's on one of my women agavasik sites, she is like one of the main people on this farm that was hit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was posting about how horrific it is. The news is reporting that they had about 300 cattle killed, but it's far more than that. And she said that they were getting ready to go out and they were rounding up any animals that were alive and they were having to put down animals that were injured. They're animals with broken legs, broken backs. She said they were literally picked up and thrown to the ground.
Jeez.
And to be completely gross, split open. I mean, it was a mess. And somebody posted about this, and another person who I don't know if she has a brain in her head posted about, well, it's your own fault. God never intended animals to be put together and, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And I'm thinking these people have lost everything. This farmer has lost his house, his farm, his cattle, his machinery, every single thing. And then she also posted that, well, it's no big deal because they have insurance. Insurance doesn't bring back life. You know, insurance mm-hmm. maybe might help him to get started again, but I can't imagine how hard it is to start all over again. That video that you're talking about, if anybody wants to see it, I'm sure you'll probably put it up on your site, but it's on a farm wife Facebook page, and it's from Reed Timmer. But then I also have a video from them where they have just been driving past their feedlots and they're empty. And it's just a horribly, horribly devastating thing. And people don't have a clue until they've gone through it. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about was that and the resiliency of farmers. You know, they pick up and they carry on. And there was one other topic I wanted to talk about. I'm not sure how much more time I have left here, but
we got about 10 minutes, plenty of time.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, see, I knew that this would give us plenty more time to talk.
Awesome.
So.
Well, you know, going back to this whole tornado thing, there is also on my Facebook page a link if anybody wants to donate money that'll go directly to that town because it wasn't just that farm. I mean, the whole town. Businesses, homes, there's been two deaths, one which includes a five-year-old little girl, I believe.
Yeah.
And you just don't bounce back from something like that.
It's, no, there's no insurance that can cover that.
No.
You know?
No. And it's just, and I think they got hit again the next night, and they just seem to be right in that track where things come through like that. So I would, you know, request prayers for the people there. And, you know, like I said, if you want to help out, there is a link on my Facebook page.
You know, I watched the whole video and, you know, like you said, it does get worse when it starts hitting houses. And I think it hit a barn, but it just ripped it up like it's a toy barn, like you'd see on a model train set and just completely destroyed.
And if you listen to the people who are videotaping it, they're getting emotionally wrapped up in this. And, you know, at the very end, he's telling her not to cry. You know, you're watching what could be people being, you know, killed in this whole thing. It's not a movie. It's real life. And the next thought I have about that is, as awful as that is, it's such a good reminder. You know, we as humans think that we are so cool and we have figured out so many things and we are superior and all this other baloney, but when it comes right down to us, God's got it over us. Mm-hmm. You know, people need to be cognizant of the fact that we've evolved a lot, but we do not have charge over everything. And this is a really good example of that.
You come face to face with a tornado like this, I don't care how much you think you've figured out.
Right.
You're not going to beat this if there's any, if that's even the right way to describe it. It's, And I think it's interesting to talk about this too, in the, you know, in the direction of looking at the farmers, because, you know, here in Michigan, obviously, especially Elgin County, even Ottawa County too, farming is so huge for this community.
Right.
And we don't necessarily understand what these kind of storms are like, because we don't get them like this, at least not to this degree.
Right. I think farming is the number two business in Michigan. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's in the top 10. I know that.
And a lot of people don't know that about Michigan. I mean, shoot, mm-hmm. just look, the farm bill was signed in Lansing. So mm-hmm. it means a lot to this town. But
yeah. Well, yeah. People don't understand. A lot of people do not connect the food they eat and the clothes they wear with farmers.
Sure.
One other topic I was going to talk about real quickly is there is a group that will remain nameless that has this horrific picture out on Facebook and other places. And it's depicting, they say that it's horrible because dairy farmers will take a calf away from a mother cow as soon as it's born, and a mother cow will cry and cry and cry and grieve for her baby. And they have depicted this in a human way where it's showing a woman, and I won't go into all the graphic details, but
sure.
it's showing them taking a newborn baby, holding the baby by its feet and going away. And it just, oh, it frustrates me to no end and just almost makes me livid to think that this high-profile group that has so many people drinking their Kool-Aid will believe this. I've been on the farm for 42 years. I've never once seen a cow cry for her baby. And we do take the calves away.
Mm-hmm.
When a calf is born, the mother cleans it up a little bit. We give the cow a special drink of electrolytes to help get her boosted back up. We milk her. We take her colostrum and feed that to that calf. That way we feed it to the calf in a bottle because we can measure it. We know how much that calf is getting.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason that mother cannot produce enough colostrum, which is for the first milk, which has all the antibodies in it and all the good things in it, we will get colostrum out of the freezer and that calf will get that. And then the calf is vaccinated and tagged and the umbilical cord is taken care of and things like that. It's we feel it's a better, safer way of
sure.
taking care of it. And bottom line, we are a business to make milk, and that's what we're there for. But do not believe everything you read, people.
Mm-hmm.
If you read something and it concerns you when it concerns agriculture, find somebody who has a farm. I mean, come to FarmWife page and instant message me, and if I can't answer you, I will find the answer for you. There's another restaurant that's just lambasting us again too, talking about antibiotic free and hormone free. Well, you can't sell meat that has antibiotics in it, and things are not hormone free because every living thing has natural hormones in it, and it's all fear tactic. It's a marketing ploy to
yeah.
get you to purchase their things. So I would ask that, and even if it's not farming, no matter what it is, too often we just read something and we say, oh wow, That's horrible. We
mm-hmm.
shouldn't accept that. And we don't even understand or even get to the bottom of it, whether it's farming or not. I'm just talking about farming because I'm on that end.
Sure. Well, you got a lot of good examples. I mean, and the example of the video of the cow crying when the calf is taken away. I guess my question is, what do these groups, because, you know, I grew up on milk, you know, I grew up on dairy
mm-hmm.
products, all, you know, meats, all these things that a lot of groups say we shouldn't be eating or doing the things to these cows are mean. Are they just not informed, or what do they have to gain by doing this? Is it to drive sales in another way, like you mentioned with some of these other, you know, non-hormone type products that they're trying to pitch? What are they gaining out of this?
I think some are doing, you know, some are using it as a marketing ploy to get you to their place of business. Some of these other groups, they're supposed to be, you know, anti-animal cruelty and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all about animal rights. Well, there is a big difference between a human and an animal.
Sure.
But I will tell you one thing. On our farm, our animals get treated as well or better than people. You have no idea how many things I've had to go without in order to take care of our cows. And I would dare say that's generally the way it is on most farms.
Well, it's your livelihood. You have to.
Exactly.
You know?
But that's what these people, you know, these people paint farmers as cruel and mean. And we rip the babies away and we abuse the animals. And it's a bunch of baloney.
Sure.
And I just would encourage people, if you want to know the real story about dairying or pigs or sheep or whatever, find a farmer. Go online and search your area for local farmers. We welcome people to come to our farm if they're sincerely interested in finding out the truth about things, because the more we can get people educated, the less of this other baloney we will have. And, you know, their agenda, like I said, you get a lot of TV personalities and so on who get behind these groups because it's supposed to be this really good thing to be animal friendly. And I agree to be animal friendly.
Of course you agree. You guys raise animals.
Exactly. But to the extent, I know what they want us to do. I saw this interview with this lady. She says, yes, we need to let all the cows go free and out into the wilderness and they will be fine. And I'm thinking, yeah, we're going to let all these cows go free, and what are they going to eat? And, you know, they're going to want to be milked, and if they aren't milked, if they're full of milk, they're going to be sick. And we don't need to kill cows. We can go to the store and buy the meat. You know, it's just beyond ridiculous. So I guess the bottom line is I would encourage people to try to find a source, even locally, of whatever it is, a dairy farm, a pig farm, whatever, and ask if you can come ask questions and find out how things are really done.
Well, and like you mentioned, if they've got questions for you, they can post on your Facebook page.
Exactly, and I will help find the answer. I mean, because I've got friends, women friends, especially in a couple of my women's groups, all over the United States, Australia, Ireland, that I'm talking to all the time. We've become really good friends. And I can get the answer for you if you don't have it. And I would be glad to do that.
All right. Diane Lowe joining us this morning. The segment, of course, Random Ramblings. And I will podcast this interview as we do every single week. And I'll post up a video that we were talking about this morning of the tornadoes. You can find that later on this morning, WHTC.com. Thanks, Diane. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Market Watch is next. Gas prices on the way.